Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for being here one more time. Amen. We do want to apologize for the delay in coming on. But God, he knows all things. He does all things well. Amen. We want you to know that we're here and we're lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. We worship God in spirit and in truth. We just thank God for another day. That's the Lord of Kappa. Amen. We just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. We pray that your day has been blessed, productive. Amen. That you had a chance to worship the Lord. Amen. And fellowship with other believers. Amen. That's what it's all about. Forget not to assemble yourself together as some manner have, but coming together, amen, with other believers, amen, to share our faith. Amen. Knowing that, amen, somebody can, amen, say something that can help you. Somebody can sing a song that can minister to your spirit. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. The preacher don't have to do it all. Amen. But we're helpers one to another. We can help somebody along this way. And if I can help somebody along this way, then I know that my living shall not be in vain. So we just thank God. Amen. Once again, we bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global. I'm your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Holmes. Amen. We thank God for our visionary and founder of this great Prayer News Network Outreach Ministry, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God, for her obedience, for her sacrifice, even for her labor of love and her commitment to this line each and every night. Amen. We have been on for over 2 years. Amen. And God is yet blessing. God is yet enlarging our territory. He's yet doing great things. We thank God for all of those that are working so faithfully, amen, with the woman of God, to see to it that the work of the Lord is carried on and carried out. Amen. Thank God for all of the advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them, Evangelist Stanford, Evangelist Ali, Minister Ali Booker, Evangelist Diane Bond, Evangelist Renee Jones, even once again myself, I am Minister Emmanuel Holmes. We thank God for all of our prayer warriors. Amen. That just amen, Gail. Amen. Thank God for, amen, each and every one. Amen. Missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. To amen, Elder Packer. Thank God for our scripture reader. Amen. Sister Mary Holland. Amen. To everyone that has a part in this, amen, outreach ministry broadcast. And even if you don't come on the line and say anything or do anything, we want you to know you're still taking an active part by being here and supporting this Prayer News Network. Amen. Without you, there will be no us. Without you coming to this line each and every night, there will be no reason for us to come. But, amen, you come, and it causes us to come that we can, amen, exalt the Lord together. Amen, that a soul may be able to come to Christ just through, amen, our worship, just through our testimonies, just through the prayers that are prayed that are made in this house. Amen. So we just bless God tonight for each and every one of you. Thank God for all of our mothers in Zion. Thank God for all of our pastors and bishops and elders and ministers that come to this line. Amen. To sit in, to listen. Even take an active part, amen, in coming and delivering God's word. Amen. One soul cannot reach everybody. Amen. It takes, amen, all of us believers. Amen. Jesus said, after that, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. The Lord save you. The Lord fill you with the Holy Ghost. He gives you that power that you may become a witness. He didn't say everybody was going to have the title of a preacher. He didn't say everybody was going to gain the title of an evangelist. But he did say that everybody should receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And that's what God called us to do, to be a witness for him. Let somebody know what God has done in your life. Because when he's the God that what he did for one, what he did for you, he's able and willing to do for someone else. So we just give God glory. We give God praise. Thank the Lord how the Lord blessed me this morning in the service. The Lord lifted my soul, lifted my spirit, encouraged me. Amen. Saying, Jesus, I will never forget what you've done for me. Amen. Sometimes we have to go back to memory lane and just remember. Amen. I'm not saying looking back and, amen, desiring to go back to what meant from once you come from. No. But sometimes you just got to stop and think about it, how far the Lord has brought us from. The things that we have been through in our lives, we know it was nobody but God that saw us through. And who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't praise a God like this? Who wouldn't give God the glory for the great things that he has done in our lives? He saved our souls. He delivered us from bondage, from shackles. Amen. He just set us free from iniquity, from the things that had us bound, the yoke of bondage. God delivered us from these things. And we know of us, we know for ourselves, and can't nobody do it but the Lord. It took the Lord. Amen. And it still takes the Lord to keep us. It takes the Lord to keep us from sin. It takes the Lord to keep us from falling. Amen. That's why we got to look to the Lord, and we got to take God at his word. So we just praise God, amen, today for each one of you. We pray that your hearts are encouraged, your heart, your spirits are enlightened. Amen. To go on in the name of the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful amen prayer, amen service we had on last night. Amen. The spirit of worship, the spirit of amen worshiping God was amen so heavily amen on the evangelist and in the line. Amen. I begin to enjoy amen the sweet, sweet communion in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Amen. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. You get into the presence of the Lord. Amen. I tell you, you can go to God. You can petition God, and God will grant your petition when you sure enough get into the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about seeking the face of God when you get in for yourself. I ain't talking about somebody going for you, but I'm talking about when you go into the presence of the Lord for yourself. Glory be to God. And get saturated. Huh? Get saturated. Get caught up in the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been drunk in the Holy Ghost? Huh? Have you ever been drunk in the Holy Ghost? I tell you, amen, the high that you would never come down. Amen. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can go to the Lord, and you can go to him and petition the Lord. Amen. And one God, he will fulfill that petition and that desire. So we just bless God tonight. We praise God for all things. Amen. We're, amen, not intending to keep you long tonight. Amen. We have, amen, a format, amen, amen, platform tonight. Amen. As, amen, by the leading of the Lord. And we just want to go forth, amen, according to the leading of the Lord tonight. Like before stated, many of you have been in worship today. You have been in your services with your church family. Amen. We thank you for taking the time to come back tonight, amen, and worship the Lord with us. Amen. But we want to be wise. We want to use temperance. Amen. Because we know many of you have to get up early in the morning, amen, to start your week. Amen. To go back to work on Monday. Many of you have already, amen, encountered, amen, starting out your week already. So we want to be wise. We want to use wisdom. We want to give you a chance to be able to get some rest. Amen. And do what you need to do to prepare yourself, amen, for the upcoming days, amen, ahead in the week. But we do not want to shortchange God. We do not, amen, I repeat, we do not want to shortchange God, amen, and take anything away from God, because God gets all the glory. And if we was here all day and all night long, amen, worshiping and praising God, guess what? It still wouldn't be enough. We can never praise God too much. We can never praise God for every last single thing that he has done in our lives. But we sure can try. We sure can give God as much praises as we can. We sure can give God much glory as possible. Amen. Who healeth all of our diseases, who satisfy our mouth with good things, so that our strength be renewed like the eagle. Amen. Psalms 103 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits towards me. Amen. That's what we come to do tonight. Bless the Lord, O my soul, meaning with everything that's within me, bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord today. Come on and bless the Lord. Amen. Through the good, bless the Lord. Through the bad, bless him. Through the trials, bless him. Through the ups and the downs, bless him. Through the tears, bless the Lord. Amen. When you smile and still bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Amen. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. For I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me out of all of my fears. They looked upon him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. David said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Glory be to God. How many of you know that God is that kind of God? God can do the impossible. He can do what man say cannot be done. And we serve a true and the living God tonight. We serve a mighty God. Amen. He's mighty. Mighty in battle. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is this King of glory, Selah. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. We just praise God for this night. Thank God for you as you're coming on in to the Prayer News Network Global. We welcome you, each and every one of you. We welcome you in the name of the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for being the head of our life, for being the head of this line, for being the author and defender of our faith. We thank God for all of our listeners, those of you that are tuning in by telephone. Amen. Those of you that are tuning in by Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for all my Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We certainly appreciate you. We want you to know that we thank God for you. We thank God for you coming and tuning into this broadcast nightly. Amen. We pray that you may you are finding this broadcast to be a great blessing into in your life, in the life of your family, your loved ones, even your coworkers and your friends. We thank God for all of our international listeners, those that are tuning in by way of international. Amen. This is why this is global. This broadcast is going all around the world. Amen. A church without walls is reaching people that we would never know. People are listening that we will never know are listening. Amen. We're up to, amen, over 48 countries. Amen. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. Amen. We want to bless the Lord. We want to exalt the name of Jesus. That's what we're here to, amen, to exalt the name of Jesus so that that lost soul can find their way back to Christ. So somebody, amen, may be down in the valley trying to get home, trying to get back to Jesus. Amen. This is what we hear. We're a light in a dark world. We're here. We're a voice in the wilderness crying, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Jesus, amen, the Lord himself is soon to return. Hallelujah. The Lord is coming back. The Bible tells me that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. The Lord himself, he's going to crack the sky. And he's going to stop in midair. And he's going to come and gather his jewel, his people, and take them back to glory with him. Hallelujah. So shall we ever be with the Lord. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. Amen. I want to spend eternity with the Lord. Amen. I'm choosing to make heaven my home. This is why I live this life. This is why, amen, I deny myself. This is why I give up my wheels and my way, because I want to spend a lifetime with Jesus. Amen. I'll trade a lifetime just for one day in paradise. How about you tonight? What is your desire? What is it that you want? Psalms say, what do you want the Lord to do? What is it that you want God to do in your life? Are you putting forth the effort? Are you doing the necessity things that you need to do to make it happen? It ain't going to happen on his own. You got to do the work. He said, work out your soul's salvation with fear and trembling. Are you putting in the work to make it happen? If you want to go back with Jesus, are you seeking his face? Are you denying yourself? Are you praying like you should? Are you loving one another like you should? Are you loving your enemy? Are you loving those that mistreat you and abuse you? Are you loving those that lie with you? Are you loving those that, amen, scandalized your name, that hurted you? Amen, that did things to you. Amen, that transgressed against you. Amen, do you have the love of Jesus in your heart? Do you have the spirit of forgiveness to forgive those? Hallelujah. Amen. That word forgiveness is powerful. Amen. In order for you to be forgiven, you got to forgive. Amen. You can't hold on to bitterness. You can't hold on to maliciousness. You can't hold on to revenge. And you can't hold on to what somebody done to you. Hallelujah. But you got to forgive. And it got to come from your heart. It got to be a forgiveness that only God can give. Forgiveness that not man, not something that man just did, that jumped up and did. But this true forgiveness comes from God, where God give you a heart to forgive. God give you a heart of compassion. Amen to, amen. Go to your enemy, those that done you wrong, those that abused you, those that, amen, used you and just, amen, treated you like nothing. Amen, just, amen, scarred your life. It takes the Lord to cause a man to humble down and love his enemy. Those, amen, that have killed your loved ones. Some of us have loved ones that have been murdered, amen, by somebody. Sometimes we know the person that murdered our loved ones. But let me tell you something. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, to forgive that person, amen, for murdering your loved one. Amen. You yourself cannot do it. You yourself, you may not even want to do it. Amen, because you're so angry, so bitter for what they had done unto you and your family. They tore your family apart. It was devastating what they done. But it takes on God. Only God can change a man's heart. Only God can take the bitterness out and put love. Hallelujah. When you become born again, born of God, amen, you become full of God. Because why? God is love. God is love. And in him is no darkness. Glory be to God. And when you get born again and get Christ in your life, he gives you that love, that agape love, that Christ-like love. He gives it to you. Amen. It only comes from God. Can't nobody else give it to you but God. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. Are you doing what it takes to be like Jesus? Psalm says, oh, how I long to be like him. Amen, so meek and lowly, so pure and holy, how I long to be like Jesus. Amen, so we praise God for you tonight that are here, amen, and those that are yet to come. Amen, we give God praise, we give God glory, even for this night. Amen, we thank God for every one of you. We thank God for all our listeners once again. If I overmissed anyone, thank God for our listeners. Amen. Those that are calling in through Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Those that are calling in from other countries. Those that are even calling locally here in the United States. All around the world, we just want to say thank you. Amen. And we praise God. We appreciate you. And I'd like to say, amen, God loves you. Maybe you went all day long and nobody told you that. Nobody told you I love you. But tonight, amen, let us be the first to tell you this day. Amen, we love you with the love of Jesus. We love you with the Christ love. Amen, we love you. Amen, from the bottom of our heart, we love you. But God loves you best. God loves you so well that he did something about it. He showed his love. He proved his love. Amen, for you and I. Amen. It ain't going to get no better than that. That he gave his only begotten son. It doesn't get any better than that. Amen. So we love you. Amen. And God, he loves you. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. Our head. Amen. We're covered. Amen. By our leaders. Amen. And each one of us, we have our several different ministries. Amen. But yet God, amen, has blessed us to be a part of this ministry as well. Amen. We've been chosen by God. It's been ordained by God. Amen. For us to, amen, help carry out the work of the Lord. So we thank God for that. We thank God for each one of our leaders. We thank God for the late Apostle Samuel W. Amen. James. Amen. Apostle James. We thank God for him. Amen. Mother James. Thank God for, amen, their legacy. Thank God for the S.T. James ministry. Thank God for their labor of love. Thank God for, amen, Apostle Tina. Amen. And thank God for each and every one. Amen. Name called and uncalled. God knows who they are. Amen. We thank God for each one of the leaders, Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor. Amen. All the apostles, all the bishops that God has ordained and installed and have in place. Thank God, amen, for my leader. Amen. My Northern District Bishop, Bishop Jackson. My Southern District Bishop, the late Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. To his beloved companion, Mother Janice Marshall. Amen. To my local pastor, Pastor Mark Hoges, Lady Khalifa Hoges. Amen. To all of God's people, we greet you tonight. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. We salute each one of our leaders for their work's sake. Amen. We honor you tonight. Amen. We honor you in the name of the Lord for your work's sake. And we esteem you highly in the Lord. Amen. So thank God, amen, for them. Amen. Thank God for each one of your leaders tonight. Amen. Each one of you that come to this line, many of you have your own home church. You have your own leader, your pastor. Amen. We thank God for your leaders tonight. Amen. We just give God the praise. We give God glory. Amen. For your leaders. Amen. How they're taking time out of their busy schedule in their lives to help aid you. Amen. To pray for you and to pray with you. Amen. To minister to your needs spiritually and naturally so that you can be that child of God that he's calling for in the name of the Lord. And we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen for all things. Amen. We're going to go into our prayer. Amen. For prayer of sanctification. Amen. Once you put your minds on Jesus, glory be to God. Once you put your minds on Jesus, amen, as we go into, amen, our prayer of sanctification, we know that prayer changes everything. Amen. We know that God, he hears and he answers prayer. Amen. And we thank God tonight for, amen, the access to prayer. Amen. How powerful prayer is. Glory be to God. Prayer is powerful. Amen. Prayer, amen, is so powerful. Amen. You could just think about the name of Jesus. Think all the time that you could just give, amen, get down on your knees and cry out and pray loud. But sometimes you got to go into that secret closet in your heart. Sometimes when you're at work, you can't just jump down all the time and just go call Lord Jesus and pray aloud. But sometimes in your heart, you just got to say a prayer in your heart. Oh, God, I need you to intervene. Father God, I need you to work this situation out, and I need you to do it right now. Glory be to God. And how many of you know that God, he moves speedily? Amen. Speedily, God moves so fast just through that prayer that you prayed in your heart. Amen, because there's a time and place for all things. There is a time and place for all things. And he told us in his word to let everything be done decently and in order. Amen. So prayer is always in order. Amen. There's a time to pray. There's a time to cry out to God. And then there's a time, amen, just to pray to God in your heart. Amen. And just petition God. Amen. We meditate on the Lord. Think about the Lord. Keep your mind on Jesus. Pray in your spirit always. Glory be to God. Amen. So tonight, amen, we just want to pray a short prayer, a prayer of sanctification. Amen. To the Lord. And we want to just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For his goodness and his mercy. So will you come on and pray with me tonight? Amen. Once you know this is a live recorded broadcast, amen, you can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. At the end, amen, we will do like we normally do, give you two numbers, amen, where you can, amen, request a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. So let us go to God in prayer tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, the giver of every good and perfect gift. We only thank you for this night. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your spirit that rules and abides within us. Father God, we just give you praise for all things. Father God, we just thank you for your love that you bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Father God, we know it does not yet appear what we shall be, but this one thing we know, when it shall appear, hallelujah, we shall be like him. In the mighty name of Jesus. For we know that every eye shall see him. Every tongue must confess. Every knee must bow and acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Savior. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we lift up holy hands tonight. Oh, God, right where we are tonight, in our homes, oh, God, in our workplace, in our cars, our vehicles, we lift up holy hands towards heaven, and we say thank you tonight. We say glory to your name. We say hallelujah, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every praise is to our God. Every hallelujah belongs to you. Every thank you, Jesus, is yours tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we love you tonight, God, because you first loved us. You loved us with a great love. You called us with a holy call. You called us by our name. You chose us for the foundation of the world, that we should shoot forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, God, and for that we say glory. And for that we say thank you. We thank how you bless us all day long. We thank you how you had your way in our life, how you moved by your spirit today, how you breathed the breath of life on us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for strengthening souls today. We thank you for saving somebody today. We thank you for delivering somebody today. We thank you for healing somebody's body today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. You are mighty God. You are able to do the impossible. You are able to turn things around tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come to you tonight, beseeching your face. Oh, God, beseeching your mercy. We present our bodies tonight, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, that you will receive our praise. We pray tonight that you will receive everything that we offer up to you. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. We bless you right now, God. We give you all the praise tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to worship tonight. We pray that you will search our hearts. Oh, God, we pray that you will try our way. If there be any wicked thing in us tonight, any wicked way in us, God, any wicked thought in our mind tonight, we pray right now, Jesus, that you rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you cast out every imagination of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Destroy the works of the devil, let Satan's kingdom be torn down, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, sanctify us tonight, sanctify us through your word, sanctify us through the truth. Oh, God, sanctify this prayer line, everyone that comes to this line, sanctify them through the word, your chosen word, your spoken word. Oh, God, we're cleansed through the word of God. Cleanse us through your word. Call your word to bring about a change. Call your word to transform us each and every day. Make us and mold us better. In the name of Jesus, make us better tonight. Make us that man that you want us to be. Make them the woman that you called us to be. In the name of Jesus, as obedient children, cause us to be obedient even to your voice. Oh, God, we know you even, Lord. Move. Move in our lives tonight. Move in our situations. Move in our homes tonight. Look on our children tonight. Save the unsaved, Lord. Save our unsaved children. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Keep them covered under the blood. Look on our grandchildren, Lord. Those that have grandchildren. We pray a special prayer for them. Look on our generation. You said the promise is unto us. And unto our children, and our children's children, as far as the Lord thy God shall call. Look on every generation of our family tonight. We pray you bless them, Lord. instill your word within them, huh? Oh, God, cause your word, huh, to trickle down from generation to generation, huh? Cause generations, God, huh, to live by your holy commandment, huh? Teach them your word, Lord, huh? Teach them your statutes, huh? Let us be the example, huh, even unto our children, huh, unto our grandchildren, huh? Let them see Christ in us, huh? Let them see the life that we live, huh, and that we live it for you, huh, in the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You told us to remember, huh, remember our Creator, huh, in the days of our youth, huh, while the evil days draw nigh, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh, we want to remember you, Lord, huh? Remember us tonight, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, remember, how we walked upright, huh? How we kept your commandments, huh? How we obeyed your voice, huh? How we live for you, huh? Each and every day, huh? Remember us, oh God, huh? When it comes our time, huh? Remember us, Lord, huh? When it comes our time to be sick, huh? Remember us, Lord, huh? Like Hezekiah prayed, huh? He turned his face to the wall, huh? And said, oh Lord, huh? Remember now thy servant, huh? Remember how I walked upright, huh? Remember how I kept your commandments, huh? Remember us tonight, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? I know you able, Lord, huh? We pray you will move, huh? Move, Lord, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Move, Lord, huh? Glory be to God, huh? I know you able, Lord, huh? Do it tonight, Lord, huh? Move in our lives, huh? Move in our circumstances, huh? Save our companions, huh? Save our loved ones, huh? Save, Lord, huh? Save the unsaved husband, huh? Save the unsaved wife, huh? Save, huh, our unsaved parents, huh? If they may not be saved, huh, we pray you will save them, huh? Save our brothers, huh? Save our siblings, huh? Save our sisters, huh? You reach them, Lord, huh? You reach them, Jesus, huh? Only you can do it, huh? You're the only one that can save them, huh? You're the only one that can draw them, huh? Draw them to repentance, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Let something be said, huh? To convict their hearts, huh? Let something be said, huh? To turn, huh? To turn them from sin, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on every uncle tonight, huh? Look on every auntie tonight, huh? Have mercy on them, Lord, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Breathe, huh? Breathe on us tonight, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We know you able, Lord, huh? Look on those that are bereaved, huh? Look on those that mourn tonight, huh? For they shall be comforted, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on those, huh, who may be sorrowful in their hearts, huh, who's walking around, huh, with sorrow in their spirit, huh. We pray right now, huh, that you give them strength, huh. We pray, huh, in the name of Jesus, huh, that you will grant them peace, huh, in the midst of the storm, huh. You take them through tonight, huh. Oh, Jesus, huh. I know you able, Lord, huh? Have your way, Lord, huh? Have your way in each one of our lives, huh? Look on every advisor tonight, huh? Oh, God bless them, Lord, huh? Each and every one of them, huh? Every household tonight, huh? Bless them, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on every prayer warrior, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Anoint them in prayer, huh? Anoint them to do thy will, huh? We intercede tonight, huh? We're standing in the gap, huh, for this world, huh, for this nation, huh, for our family tonight, huh, we're standing in a gap, huh, for the lost tonight, huh, for those that are incarcerated, huh, for those that are in prison, huh, for those that are on their hospital bed, huh, we're standing in a gap, huh, we're interceding tonight, huh, in their behalf, huh, yay, God, huh, I knew you were Lord, huh, move in a mighty way, huh, move in silence and wonders, hey, Jesus, oh Jesus, I know you even, Lord, quicken us tonight to do thy will, lead us and guide us, order our steps in your word, oh Jesus, you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, oh Jesus, command our footsteps, lead us, and we shall not go astray, teach us, and we shall know, Jesus, I know you able, Lord, fix it tonight, Lord, whatever needs to be fixed, open up doors that need to be opened for your people tonight, and Father God, we pray tonight that you will close every door that needs to be closed, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every negativity that's around us tonight, we pray that you rebuke it, we pray you will block it, block it, Lord, so who have dominion over us, Jesus, I know you even, Lord, help tonight, Lord, help somebody who's standing in need of prayer, somebody come to this line tonight with a need in their life, we pray that you meet that need, whatever it is, whether it's spiritual, or whether it's natural, whether it's finance, or whether they need food, on their table, we pray, Lord, that you meet the need, so many people, oh God, they need jobs, to support themselves, to pay their bills, to take care of their home and family, their children, we pray you will bless them with a job, somebody's husband, needs to be employed, he's looking for employment, and seeing they can't find a job, but Lord, we stand in the gap tonight. We pray you make a way, for them to get a job, for them to get employment, in the name of Jesus, oh God, there's a mother tonight, amen, a single mother, she's on this line tonight, and she's wondering how, she's going to make ends meet, she's wondering how, she's going to keep a roof over her head, for her children, but Lord, I know you can, and I know you will, you want to make a way for them, you want to make provisions, you want to open up a door, you want to set an open door, right before their face, you want to provide for them, in the name of Jesus, some way, somehow, you're going to come through, like you always do, in the name of Jesus, look on the wandering children, that have gone astray, they have wandered away from home, they have run away. Some have been abducted. Some have been abandoned. Glory be to God. Look on the children in the foster care. Going to the foster care tonight. We pray you'll be a parent. We pray you'll be a mother to the children in foster care. We pray you'll be a father to those that are in foster care. Look on the siblings tonight that have been divided, that have been broken up, that have been separated from one another. We pray tonight that you bring them back together. Bring them back together as a family. In the name of Jesus, I know you able, Lord. Put families back together again. Put homes back together again. Where Satan come to divide. Where Satan come to destroy. Where Satan come to tear up. Father God, we pray that you will build up. Jesus, build up, Lord. Build up tonight. I know you able, Lord. We know that you're in control. We know you're in charge. You got the final say-so. You got the final word. Oh, God, we know your word is for settled forever. Settled in heaven. Speak the word tonight. Speak the word, Lord. Thou hast the word of eternal life. To whom shall we go? Where else are we going to go? Who else are we going to turn to? Who else do we have to fight every battle? Who else do we have to heal us when we get sick? Who else can we turn to that can lift our burdens? Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Your friend in the lonely hours. You a doctor in the sick room. You a lawyer when we go to the courtroom. You're with us was always, you said you would never, never leave us, nor would you forsake us. You won't abandon us. You won't walk off away. You won't walk away from us, but you'll be right there. You'll be right there when we call. You will answer while we yet call. You're a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Glory be to God. You're everything to us tonight. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In you, God, we live, we move, we have our being. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you are the center of our joy. God, you are our source. You are our keeper. You are our sustainer. You are our provider. You're everything that we need tonight. In thee, O Lord, do we put our trust. We're trusting in you. We take you at your word. Get the glory tonight. You be glorified through word or song, through deed. You be glorified tonight. Oh, God, we'll ever praise your name. We'll ever tell of your goodness. Every opportunity that we have, we want to exalt you. We want to exalt you on high. We want to let the world know that we love Jesus. Everywhere we go, we want to represent Christ in the name of Jesus. Let our light shine that men may see our good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Father God, you do it for us this night. You do it for us right now. We count it done. We believe and we trust you. Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his power, he has saved us. With his power, he has raised us. With his power, he has saved us. For the things that he has done. I believe I say that one more time. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many know to God be the glory for the great things that he has done? Hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, I couldn't get that song out like I desire. Amen, I'm a little choked up tonight. Amen, I'm a little congested. Amen, with these sinuses. Amen, but to God be the glory. I thank God for what's left. I thank God for what I am able to give God. Glory be to God, and I intend to give God my best. I intend to give God, amen, what I can give him tonight. Hallelujah, because he is worthy, amen, to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. Are you glad about it tonight? Amen. Are there any thankful people in the house tonight? Are there any thankful people on the line tonight? Amen, that you're so glad. Amen, for what the Lord has done. Amen for you. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Tonight, amen, we're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. Coming, amen, from, amen, Sister Mary Hollis. Amen. Once again, our scripture reading tonight will be coming from our very own Sister Mary Hollis. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You may take the platform at this time.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor
praise
to
the
God.
Lord.
To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to Emmanuel, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, accessible unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorted on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not sloppy in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Ye are the same man one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I have read in your hearing the 12th chapter of Romans. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Mary Holland for the scripture reading. Amen. As she was reading the scripture, I was listening. Amen. It was just confirmation to what we were saying at the beginning of the broadcast. Amen. It takes the love of God. Amen. To love those that, amen, mistreat you. Amen. That's what she just read tonight. Amen. Love those blessed and curse not. Amen. Love your enemy. Do good unto those that persecute you. Amen. It takes the love of God. Amen. Only God can give a man this love. Only God can put this kind of love into somebody's heart. Amen. So we have need of the Lord tonight. Amen. We need the Lord every minute, every second, every hour of the day. We need the Lord. Amen. There's never a time that we don't need the Lord. Somebody said, if I ever needed the Lord before, whoo, I sure do need him now. I need him. I need the Lord. Amen. We need the Lord. You need the Lord. I need the Lord. The way this world is going. Amen. The way, amen, amen, life is just going. Amen. People are living, amen, without any regard. They're living like there is not a God. Amen. They're turning to their own ways. Amen. They're burning in their own lust. Amen. And we need the Lord. Amen. Amen. We need the Lord like never before. Gas prices rising. Amen. Food, the cost of food is rising. Amen. Rent is going up. Amen. To the point where people, amen, can't even afford rent. Glory be to God. But God, amen, he is the one that keeps us. He is the one that sustains us. He is the one that sees us through. Amen. And somebody sung a song and said, God will get us through this. Amen. Whatever be time, God will take care of us. Amen. You trusting in the Lord? Your faith is in God? Amen. You ain't got to worry, because the Lord will take care of you. Yes, you got to do the necessity things that you have to do. Yes, you still got to get up and go to work. Yes, you still got to, amen, pay your honest debt, pay your bills. But one thing about it, God is more than enough. God is our provider. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, meaning I shall not lack. I shall have, amen, everything that God intends for me to have. Glory be to God. Do anybody trust God like that? Do anybody know God to make a way out of no way? Where there is no way, God will create a way. He will open up a door. Amen. It shall be called an open door. Hallelujah. That no man can shut. He said he would shut that door. Amen. A closed door. He will close a door. Amen. That needs to be closed. He said no man can open it. Because thou hast little strength. You ain't even strong enough to open that door back up. When God closed that door, you ain't even strong enough to open it back up. Glory be to God. So we just praise God. We just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Put your trust in Jesus, people of God. We're living in perilous time. We're living in the last and evil days. Amen. But put your trust in Jesus. Amen. And you put your trust in Jesus, he will take care of you. Amen. He will protect you. And let me tell you something. You do not have to walk around being fearful. You do not have to walk around being afraid. So many people are so afraid. Amen. They're afraid to go out their house. They're locking their stuff up in their own house. They have become prisoners in their own house. Glory be to God. They're afraid to go outside. They're afraid, amen, to go to the grocery store. They're afraid, amen, to go out and take care of their business because they're living in fear. They're paranoid. Glory be to God. But how many of you know God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory be to God. God will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. He whose mind is stayed on thee. Glory, we got to take God at his word. Amen. We don't have no business living in fear. We don't have no business walking around being fearful, being afraid. Amen. Behold, what, amen, the Bible says, fear not what man can do unto you. Amen. But fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul. Glory be to God. People got more fear for man than they do God. People fear man more than they fear God. Amen. That's backwards. You got that backwards. We're supposed to fear God and not man. Amen. The word fear meaning we're supposed to reverence God. Amen. We're supposed to have reverence for God. We're supposed to honor God. Hallelujah. We got to honor God. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to honor God and his word. Amen. So that we, amen, can be, amen, that perfect child. Perfect love cast out all fear. Perfect love cast out fear. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we just give God praise. We give God glory because we know God, he's our strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. When the enemy, amen, amen, amen. When the enemy came to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Throwing hosts in their camp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise. Amen. This one thing I shall be confident. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We know God. Amen. Going to take up the fight. It's a big fight, huh? But it's already won, huh? Amen. I never forget missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. She began to, amen, exhort, amen, a couple weeks ago. And she began to say, it's a big fight, but it's already won. Glory be to God. That stuck with me. I never forgot that. Amen. I begin to see it in a different way. This is one of the biggest fights of your life, but it's already won. You ain't got to be afraid. You ain't got to worry about losing this fight. Amen. Why? Because it ain't you that's fighting it. It's God. God is the one to fight this fight. Amen. We fight the good fight of faith. We lay hold on eternal life. But in reality, God is the one that's going to take up the fight. Amen. He said, this battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord. Glory be to God. It's a big fight. Amen. And it's already won. Do anybody believe God tonight? Amen. Do anybody believe God? Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Amen. For his goodness and his mercy. Amen. And we're kind of doing a little prompt too tonight. Amen. So we want you, amen, just to go with the Spirit of God. We want you to just get on board. Amen. We want you, amen, just to, amen, take a part in, amen, this platform tonight. Amen. As, amen, opportunities come, we want you to just give God the glory and give God the praise. Amen. As we worship the Lord tonight and go by the leading of the Lord. Amen. Tonight, amen, we're going to ask one of our songbirds if they're on the line. Amen. To the Carissa Johnson or amen to the Robin Jackson or even Sister Sheila Jones. Amen. If either one is on the line tonight, we're going to ask, amen, that one of you will come forth and render us a selection at this time. Amen. One of our songbirds. Amen. God bless you.
Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praise, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior, he's worthy to be praised, praise him. Come on, let's praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy, Jesus is worthy, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's praise him. Everybody ought to praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, bless his Savior,
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Robin, before you get off the line, the platform, amen, we want you to come back on the platform. We want you, amen, to give a testimony, and we want you to give, amen, some encouraging words to the Prayer News Network family, and tell us what it is.
Go ahead, Robin.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead, Sister Robin.
I'm sorry. Brother Emmanuel went out, so I didn't hear what he wanted me to do. He went out.
Sounds like he was saying go ahead and give encouraging words and or a testimony to our listeners tonight.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for tonight. I thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity, for keeping us throughout today. Thank God for all of his provision, how he just continued to watch over us, how he provided for us. And I just thank the Lord tonight because truly he is worthy. Thank God he is our provider. He is our keeper. He continued to make ways for us. We just thank God tonight for our life, health, and strength. We thank God for how he just provided for us. We thank him for being good to our families. And I just want to just thank him tonight for PNN, for my brothers and sisters. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity where we can come together in unity, that we can gain strength and learn and encourage each other in the Lord. And I'm just grateful to the Lord tonight for the opportunity to be on the line tonight. And I just ask you all to just continue to pray for me as I pray for you.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. We just give God thanks. We just give him praise on tonight. Amen. While we're, amen, getting our co-host back on. Minister Emmanuel, you're there?
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The enemy tries to interfere with the line, but we still give God glory, give God praise. Amen. We thank God for that beautiful song. Amen. Coming through Sister Robin. Praise him. Amen. For he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting, going down of the same, the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. Amen. I tell you, she came on like she was ready. Amen. That's the way we got to be. We got to be also, be also ready at all times. Amen. Because the Lord has need of thee. Amen. And we have to be on guard. We have to be prepared. And we have to be ready, zealous, amen, to do the will of God. And we thank God, amen, for that. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful solo. And amen, the testimony coming through her. Amen. The encouraging words. And we just give God glory. We just give God the praise for that. Amen. We just honor the Lord tonight for, amen, this sweet, sweet fellowship. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of you, amen, that have come to the line tonight. Amen. We want you to know, amen, that God, amen, is making a way. God is yet doing great things, amen, in your life, in our lives. Amen. God is working in our favor. Glory be to God. Things are turning around for me. Amen. So we just praise God. We do thank God, amen, for, amen, our visionary, amen, founder, amen, of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Coming and charming on into the line, amen, with us tonight. Amen. We give God glory, amen. We're many members, but of the same body. Amen. The body of Christ. And we're working, amen, with one goal in our mind. Amen. That one goal is, amen, heaven. Amen, for the saving of the souls, but also we're working out our own soul salvation, amen, with fear and trembling. And we're doing all, amen, that God would have us to do. Amen, there are so many other things that we could be doing right now, amen, but some of us, we set aside this time, amen. Just this time is designated just for God, just for the Prayer News Network, amen, to hear what the Lord, what the Spirit has to say unto the church, meaning us, because we are the church. Amen. We set this time aside. We don't want to be in the fear. We don't want other things to distract us. This time is designated for God, for the Prayer News Network. Amen. And whatever time it is where you are, we thank you for setting aside this time, consecrating this time. Amen. For God. Amen. To hear. Amen. What the Lord would have us to know. Amen. In this time and hour. Because we need a word from the Lord. One word from the Lord can change your whole situation. And I know one word from the Lord can change your life. And your life will be changed forever. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for that, for each one of you. Amen. Like I said, we kind of just prompt to it tonight. We just kind of want to just rejoice in the Lord and just, amen, amen, just dwell in his presence. Amen. Sometimes the presence of the Lord is a sweet, sweet, quiet spirit. It's a sweet, sweet, quiet flow. Amen. And sometimes it's just, God just wants you to amen, just, amen, absorb his presence. Just soak it up. Just, amen, just mellow in it. Amen. Just flow. Just rest in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. So, amen, as we go by the leading of the Lord, we want you, amen, just to, amen, come aboard. Amen, come aboard. Amen, and give the Lord some glory. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. So momentarily, we're going to open up the platform. Amen. We don't know. Amen. We can't call you, per se, all by name individually. So we're going to give you this opportunity. Amen. If you're on the line, amen, and you want to share the goodness of the Lord with us, amen, you got a testimony, amen, and you want to just tell how you're enjoying this Prayer News Network line, how you're so thankful for it, how it's been a blessing to you, amen. We want to give you, amen, a few minutes of opportunity, amen, to come to the platform, amen, and declare, amen, what it is that God, amen, is doing in your life, amen. Make known his deeds among the people. So at this time, is there anyone, amen, out there, amen, that will, amen, love to come to the platform and share the goodness of the Lord with us at this time? You may do so now. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory be to God. If not, amen, we're going to just keep it moving. Amen. We're going to just keep it rolling tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Amen. We're going to use what we have. Amen. We're going to use what we have. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to call to the Gail. Amen. She will come, amen, to us tonight and just, amen. Glory be to God. Sister Gail, let the Lord use you. Give us some words. Amen. Give us some words of encouragement. Amen. Give the people some advice. Amen. Going into this new week. Amen. And amen. Just amen. Whatever the Lord put in your spirit to, amen, to share with us tonight. Amen. You can have the platform. You got the platform at this time to do so.
Praise the Lord. Minister Hose, I was just getting ready to come on the line just to tell of the goodness of God about how much I have been enjoying the Prayer News Network and how it has been such a blessing to me. I thank the Lord for the Prayer News Network. I think I started tuning in to the Prayer News Network just before the pandemic, maybe. So, but to me, what the Prayer News Network has done for me, I have developed a relationship with members, family, consider them as family, say love one heart to another. It has connected us. It's just what it said, Prayer News Network. So what we have now is love for one another. I even though we might not know each other by faith, but we know each other by voice. I thank the Lord for what he has done to me during the pandemic, how the Prayer News Network has sustained me. It's a sustainer. It's a connection. It keeps you tapped into the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 His Spirit just hovers sometime on this line in song, in scripture, wherever we find it. Hallelujah. He's in it all. And that's what the Prayer News Network has done for me. It has kept me tapped into the Spirit of God. Even when you don't want to, the Spirit ushers in. Hallelujah. Takes you to another level in Him. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. If you're lost, my God, I know that if you tap into the Spirit of God through us, through the connectors, where He's connecting all the things and the cross and the T's, line upon line, precept upon precept, He will keep you grounded in Him. I promise you. I promise you. God has been, oh, my God, His Spirit has been so potent to me. It's been so important to me. He makes, through the prayer meeting, when I first started, it was like, okay, I got the message, and it was just like, okay, well, let me see what this is about. But once you get tapped into the Prayer News Network, He keeps you coming back night after night, even when you don't want to, even when you don't want to come. You might want to rest, but God will get that unction, that Holy Ghost inside of you will draw you to the line. So what I'm saying is tap into the Spirit of God so that it's connect, hovering over. His Spirit is drawing people. It's saving people. It truly is. God is real. He is a connector. He is a Spirit filler. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He is just so, I can't even explain to you what the Prayer News Network has done for me. I'm trying to summarize it. But what I'm saying, I have gained a relationship with people that I've never seen before. And it's beautiful in God's eyesight. It's beautiful in God's eyesight. You know Minister Barnes, Evangelist Barnes, when you hear her. You know Minister Ollie when you hear. You know Sister Robin Jackson when you hear her, when you hear her voice. You know Missionary Fan when you hear her voice. You know Minister Emmanuel when you hear his voice. And you can call on him. You can call on him. You can call on those sisters. We are really connected together. People that we can lean on. We can lean on the sisters and brothers that are here on the Prayer News Network. That's what it means to me. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. I thank God for the relationship that I have gained through Minister Bradley and all of these ministers that come to the line, David Holmes, your mother, Mother Betty Holmes, your sister. Oh, my God. It is just, the name can go on and on. When you, Prophet Postel, the people in the ministers in Jacksonville, it's just a network that keeps on giving. And that's what I have gained through the Prayer News Network. I love you all. I thank God for each and every one of you all. But most of all, I respect the God that, hallelujah, that resides in each and every one of you all. That's in your heart. That you're giving, and the Prayer News Network is a place that keeps on giving. It keeps on reviving us. When we're at our all point low, here comes God picking us back up and bringing us back in. Hallelujah. When your spirit is down, hallelujah, it's a spirit lifter in the name of Jesus. In the name, when you need prayer, you can call on him. You can call one of your sisters and brothers, say, I need you. I need you. I just called to check on you today. And when you're checking on them, you might end up praying for them. And then whatever they need, you got it for that day for them. Maybe they just needed a voice crying in the wilderness to help them from point A to point B. What Prayer News Network has been for me. It has been a life embracing the unknown. I didn't even know what I was tapping into when I tapped into it. But I thank the Lord for every prayer, every song, every scripture, every minister that came on the line. It has added to my life. It has built my life. It has given me encouragement. It has given me strength. Even when I was dry, hallelujah, the Prayer News Network watered me. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Hallelujah. When I was at all points low, hallelujah, through the pandemic,
It watered me. It kept me. It was just like, to say that, like a shepherd with a rod. Even when you wanted to go wrong, even when you, if you even had it on your mind, he pulled you right back in. Hallelujah. That's so, so that's what the Prayer News Network has been for me. It has been a sustainer. It has been a grounder. It has been a keeper for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight, God. God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. God, we give your name glory for who you are in our life tonight, oh God. God, we thank you for sending the words, oh God, of deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that you kept us, hallelujah, with our minds stayed on you, oh God. Hallelujah. You kept us in the ship of Zion. Hallelujah. God, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We bow down at your feet tonight because of who you are, who you are in our lives. God, we just have News Network, oh God. Keep on watering the soil, oh God. Keep on watering the soil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep on furnishing us, oh God, with the things that we need, oh God, to endure. Hallelujah, the storms of life, oh God. We just honor you, God, because you know what we need in this hour, in this time, in this space, oh God. And God, we so thankful, oh God, to that, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you touch Minister Bradley in the name of Jesus. Wherever she is, oh God, wherever she needs, oh God, turn her upside down, oh God. Build her up, oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, with a blood covering, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch her lips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her ears to hear you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that she lead like no other, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch her eyes, oh God, that she see, hallelujah, more and more and more where you're leading her to, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and wherever she goes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She's carrying that, hallelujah, the gospel of peace with her, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As Minister Stanford says, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Where she go, we're going to hold on to her coattail in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, she's called, hallelujah, set aside. And God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God, we honor you for everything that you've sent our way, oh God, everything that you sent on the line in the name of Jesus. God, we just honor you, God, hallelujah, for all that you've done for us. Hallelujah. That we saw, those things that we didn't see, the things that you protected us from, how you kept us all together as one, how we've been helping us one to another, God. Keep on knitting us together as one. On the Prayer News Network, we pray, amen, 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 and amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. For God has spoken, let the church say amen. I believe I say that one more time. You heard it for yourself. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. 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 God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise tonight. Come on and give God some glory tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Truly tonight, God has spoken. God came in his own way. God is in control tonight. Amen. No more I, but it's you, Christ, that lives inside. And we oftentimes say, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Amen. Whatever you want to do, as long as you want to, just have your way, Lord. And truly tonight, God has had his way, even tonight in this sweet, sweet communion. Amen. God has ordered, amen, our steps. God has ordained everything to be tonight. Everything fell in place just the way God intended for it to be. Amen. Thank God for Evangelist Gail coming forth. Amen. You heard it for yourself. She was already getting ready to come over in an hour. Amen. Not even knowing, but the Holy Ghost put it in my spirit to call her. Amen. But yes, she was already trying to come up on the line. Let the church say amen. It pays to obey God. It pays to be led of God. Amen. They that are led of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. It pays, amen, to hear God's voice and to go by the leading of the Lord. Amen. When you go by the leading of the Lord, you cannot and will not go wrong. But when you do it your way, amen, that's when you mess up. But we praise God tonight because, amen, she began to come forth. She began to, amen, speak and encourage our hearts and tell us, amen, how much this prayer line has been a blessing to her. Amen. And so many of us can relate. Amen. We can relate to what she was saying. Amen. When this started 2 years ago, amen, many of us was in a place that we're, amen, we wasn't where we are now. Amen. Many of us was in a drought. Amen. The pandemic started way before, amen, it actually kicked in. Amen. Many of us was going through a spiritual pandemic. Amen. Before the pandemic of COVID came, many of us was going through a pandemic in our life. Amen. We was going through a drought. Amen. We was, amen, dry. Amen. We was withering away. We was down and out, depraved and discouraged. Amen. But God began to send, amen, us some help. Amen. Yes, we had our home church. Yes, we had our leaders. Amen. But yet there was still something. Amen. We needed something new. We needed, amen, a new relationship with God. We needed a new stirring. We needed, amen, we needed to see a mighty move of God. We needed to see something different. God, amen, he wanted to birth out something in us. Amen. Something that had been sitting, something that had been dormant. And we knew, Lord, I know there's supposed to be more. I know I'm supposed to be doing more than what I'm doing for you. I know it got to be something else. Amen. Lord, what is it that's lacking? What is it? Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? Glory be to God. I'm watching everybody else do what it is that you would have them to do. But, Lord, amen, I'm getting personal now. Hallelujah. What is it that you would have me to do? Oh, glory be to God. And I tell you, God began to intervene. God began to answer us in a way that we knew not of. We didn't know how God was going to come through. We didn't know how God was going to do it. We didn't even know what God was going to do. But we waited on the Lord. Amen. We held on in spite of the drought in our life, in spite of the dry season that we was going through. Amen. We held on to God's unchanging hand. And here we are today. God breathed on us. Amen. I remember that message Benjamin Bond preached, amen, a few months back. Said, Lord, breathe on us again. Hallelujah. Breathe on us again, Lord. Amen. Wilt thou revive us again? And truly God began to come and God began to revive our souls. God began to stir us up, put us back on that fiery line. Glory be to God. When we have begun to grow cold, we begin to dry up and be cold. Amen. God began to put a fire back in us. God began to put that desire back in our heart to get out and do ministry, to get out and do the Lord's will. Glory be to God. Amen. God is so good. He's so awesome. Amen. I'm glad about it because, amen, I can relate myself. Amen. Because I definitely was in that place too. Amen. And I was just in the place of, Lord, I know it's got to be more. I know, Lord, that, amen, what's lacking in me? What's lacking in my life that's causing my joy not to be full? But I praise God, amen. Now, amen, my joy is full. Jesus said that your joy may be full and that the joy, that your joy shall remain with you, that my joy shall remain with you. Amen, that's what God wants to do. God wants to put his joy in us that we may be full. And after he fills us up, he wants, amen, his joy to remain with us. Glory be to God. And after 2 years later, amen, here I am, I still stand. Oh, yes, amen. Yes, some days I still go through, amen, tests and trials. Some days I still go through, amen. Some days, amen, different things. But one thing about it, I'm still here. Amen. I've been drawn to this prayer line. Amen. I'm here. Amen. And sometimes, amen, it pays, amen, to be on this line because you never know when the lot is going to fall on you. Amen. I praise God tonight for Evangelist Gail. Amen. For her faithfulness. And many of you don't know. Amen. Some of you may, but thank God she's a big hand in this ministry. Amen. She's behind the control board, the control switch. Amen. She's controlling the switchboard. She's recording the broadcasting. Amen. She's muting out all the distractions, the noises and stuff. So we thank you, amen, Evangelist Gail, for being on post. Amen. Being ready. Amen. Tonight she began to call me. Amen. To see, hey, you know, what's going on, you know? Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for that because, amen, I begin to say, well, amen, I'll pick up the torch and I'll run with the torch. Amen. We begin to work together to carry out, amen, the work of the Lord in his ministry this night. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for you, Evangelist Gail. Amen. We always enjoy, amen, the words, amen, that proceed out your mouth from the Lord. Amen. Such very encouraging. Amen. I never forget some of your testimonies that you share. Amen. How God brought you through the hard times. How God brought you through situations that, amen, you could have been dead and gone. Amen. Those are heart-touching testimonies to me. Amen. That just touched my heart. Amen. To know that other people have been through some severe things, but God brought them through. God kept them in the midst of it all. And I'm so grateful about it tonight. Amen. People of God, we love you. Amen. We are concerned about you. Amen. We're here tonight just to encourage you to hold on. Amen. Hold on just a little while longer. If you feel like you haven't gotten your breakthrough yet, amen, just know whatever you've been praying for, it's on the way. Hallelujah, it's on the way. Amen, your breakthrough is on the way. Your miracle is on the way. Your healing is on the way. Your deliverance is on the way. That job that you've been praying for, it's on the way. Amen, according to the will of God. Amen, so be encouraged, hold on. Amen, thank God, amen, that she forestated. She began to name some of the different ones. Amen, like you said, you become connected. Amen to one another. Amen. Regardless, I may not have ever seen your faces, but we're connected in the spirit. Amen. Come on, you know who it is. Oh, that's just the so-and-so right there. Amen. Most times it's mostly sisters coming on, unless we have a male speaker. Amen. I'm pretty much like the only male, amen, that's on regularly. But thank God, God is working all of that out. I'm not even worried about it because God has me right in my place. Amen. I don't feel out of place. Amen. I don't feel uncomfortable. Amen. But God, he has a balance. Amen. He balanced the line out the way he wanted to be to let the world know that there are still men that still stand up for Jesus. There are men that still love the Lord. Amen. So come on, men. Let our voices be heard. Come on, men. You're sitting in the background, but you don't ever come to the platform. Amen. Take your place. Arise and take your place, men. God is calling for holy men. God is calling for holy men to come to the platform. Amen. And let the world know that you're saved, you're sanctified. You have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and that you've been born again. Every man is not walking around with a gun. Every guy, amen, is not walking around, amen, strapped with drugs on him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't use drugs. Amen. I don't smoke drugs. I don't drink the alcohol. Amen. I've been born again. Amen. I'm clean. I'm sanctified through the word of God. Amen. There's no drugs in my car. I don't smoke no black and mild. I don't smoke no cigarettes. Glory be to God. I don't have them in my possession. I don't have no desire for it. I don't want it and I don't need it. I got Jesus, and he's more than enough. Glory be to God. So come on, men. Amen. Take your place in God. Stand up and be accounted for. Hallelujah. God is calling for men. Amen. Holy men everywhere. Lift up holy hands. Amen. Without wrath and doubting. Amen. Every man is not walking around with guns. Amen. I don't have no need for no gun. The Lord is my protection. The Lord is my weapon. The only gun I got is the Bible, the word of God. That sword, amen. Amen. That sword that's sharper than any two-edged sword, the word of God. And I'll cut the devil's neck off with the word of God. I'll chop him up with the word of God. I'll shoot him with the word of God. I'll shoot those verses at the devil, and I'll shoot him down with the word of God. That's the only weapon I need. Ha. Glory be to God. He is my protection. People say, oh, I'm strapped. I got protection on me. I don't need it. I got the word of God. I got the Lord. The Lord gonna fight my battle. The Lord got me covered. Amen. I'm not walking around fearful. I'm not walking around afraid. Amen. Amen. I don't walk around ignorant and, amen, not using temperance. No, I don't do that. Because the Bible says, be wise. Be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. But, amen, I don't feel like I have to walk around with a gun on me. Amen. Why? Because the Lord is my protection. Amen. The Lord, he covered me. He got me covered. Amen. He said, when I see the blood, hallelujah, I'm a Passover. Amen. I'm covered. I'm going to stay under the blood. 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 And the world can't do me no harm. This is what we got to do tonight, people of God. We got to stay under the blood. We got to stay right under the blood. We got to stay under the blood. In the world can't do us any harm. Hallelujah. Do anybody believe God tonight? Do anybody believe that tonight? If we stay under the blood, the world cannot do us any harm. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the move of God's Spirit. We thank God for this sweet, sweet, amen, fellowship. Amen. The move of God and the Spirit of God. It ain't all the time that God got to be, amen, hollering, yelling, and screaming for it to be God. Sometimes he uses that quiet voice, that still voice that ministers to us. Amen. That we can hear God and hear his voice clearly. Amen. And we can know exactly what it is that God would have us to know and say unto us tonight. Amen. So God said, be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. Amen. And hold on. Your change is coming. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We thank God for each one of you. Amen. Also comes to my mind, we thank God for Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. Who celebrated a birthday, I believe, on Friday. Amen. The 12th. Amen. If I'm not mistaken, the 13th. Evangelist Bonds celebrated a birthday. Amen. So once again, we would like to say happy birthday to Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. We pray that this be the best year of your life. Amen. Not only her, but to each and every one of you, amen, that have celebrated a birthday in May or is about to celebrate a birthday in this month of May. We want to wish you, amen, a happy, happy birthday. Amen. And we celebrate with you. Amen. We salute you and we celebrate life. Amen. We pray that you may have life and have it more abundantly and that God may bless you and preserve you to see many, many more years. Amen. We thank God also for Mother Janice Marshall. Amen. She's one of our speakers that have come to this line. Amen. From time to time out of Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. She, too, has celebrated her birthday on Friday. Amen. May 13th. So we would like to salute, amen, Mother Marshall. Amen. And say happy birthday to you. I don't know if you're listening or not. Amen. But we would like to salute you. Amen. And wish you a happy, happy birthday in the Lord. Want you to know we're praying for you. Amen. That God will continuously to give you, amen, grace and strength just to go on in his name. He said, God said his grace is sufficient and his strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. And I don't know if she's on the line tonight or not. Amen. If she's on the line, we would love for her to come to the platform and greet the people tonight. If she's on, amen. We don't know if she's on or not. Mother Marshall out of Jacksonville, Florida. Glory be to God. Amen. But if not, amen. Let's keep praying for her. Amen. And that God will continue to strengthen her. Amen. Many of you know what she has, amen, gone through the last couple months. Hallelujah. Amen. But let's pray for her. Amen. That God will take her through. Amen. She lost her companion. Amen. Another speaker that have come to this line. Amen. Several times. Amen. Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. The Lord saw fit to call him home. Amen. It was, amen, unexpectedly. Amen. It was unexpected to all of us. We did not see it coming. We did not expect it. But one thing about it, God, he don't make no mistakes. Amen. So let's pray for Mother Marshall and her children. Amen. That God will give them strength. Amen. And continue to carry them through. Amen. And pray that, amen, in time. Amen. In time. Amen. She'll be back with us. Amen. To, amen, come back to the platform. Amen. And amen. Greet us with God's word. But we want to, amen, give her time. Amen. That healing may take place. But also we want to keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. Because we know prayer, amen, can change every situation. Amen. So, amen. We thank God, amen, for that. Amen. So we just thank God for all things tonight. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. But we want you to be mindful if you desire a copy. Amen. Evangelist Gail already prayed. See, I don't know if you listened to the operation of the Spirit. But Evangelist Gail, at the end of her, amen, speaking to us, giving exhortation, the Lord led her to go into prayer. And that was the prayer that was being offered right there. Amen. So God does all things well. We don't want to override what God has already done. Amen. Because we mess up. But we go by leading the Lord and just follow the steps of God. Amen. The path that God has already laid out, God will be pleased with us tonight. And he will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. That's what we want the Lord to be. We want the Lord to be pleased with us tonight. In everything that we do or say, we want God to, we want it to be pleasing in the sight of God. And we want God to get the glory out of everything. So we pray, God, tonight, people, God, if you desire a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, we ask you to please text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at area code 912-257-3918. Also, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. And the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international callers, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at by using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Amen, and we will try to get this broadcast to you as soon as possible. Amen, please bear with us. Amen, if you have requested copies and you have not yet, amen, gotten them, please remind us. Amen, and please be patient with us, because sometimes the work of the Lord is great, and it'd be so much, amen, that has to be done, amen, but God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient, and God, he helps us, amen, to get it done, amen. We can do all things through Christ, amen, who strengthens us. So we just praise God. We bless the Lord tonight for this night. We want you also continuously to pray for Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Let's lift her up in prayer tonight. Amen. Let's call her name, that God may touch her body, that God may continuously to, amen, to bless her, to smile upon her, and to cause his face to shine upon her. Amen. That she endeavors to do the will of God. Amen. Know that sometimes the body gets worn, the body gets tired, and sometimes you just have to rest. Amen. Let's face it. Like Evangelist Gail said, sometimes you, amen, you get tired. We all human, and sometimes we get tired because many of us work natural jobs, amen. We work, amen, full-time job. We have home. We have families to attend to. We have children that have to go here and there, amen. But yet, God's grace is sufficient, and he's still worthy, amen. But, amen, let's pray for the woman of God, that God may continuously to rebuild her strength and to build her up, amen. And we know she's on the line. We heard her. So before we close, we just want to give her, amen, the honor, amen, to, amen, have anything, if she cared to have any say so before we, amen, close out this broadcast tonight. You may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you, people of God. Amen. To everyone that's taken a part in the platform on tonight, the service on tonight, we just give God thanks. We give God praise for the things that we've heard. Amen. Coming forth on tonight truly has been a strength. Amen. More than you know. And we just give God the honor, give him the glory. Truly, as we always say, it is the Lord's doing. And it's so marvelous in our eyes, amen. And we just bless him tonight, amen. All things considered of things that have been said on tonight, amen. Let us take it into our spirit, glory to God, going even forth in this next week, amen. Let us consider the things that we've heard on tonight, amen. And let it take us, glory to God, as we walk this walk, amen, before him. God bless you tonight, amen. Just want to thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your concern, amen. And thank you for continuing to pray for the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. Blessings on you, amen. God bless you. You have the platform, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, amen. Amen to our visionary founder of this great Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we honor you for, amen, your work's sake in the Lord. Amen. So, people, God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Let's come back, amen, on tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m. The Lord shall say the same. Let's come back charged up. Let's come back excited about Jesus. Amen. Come ready. Amen. And one thing about it, come early. Amen. You ain't got to wait till 9 o'clock. You ain't got to wait till 9:05. Amen. Come early. Amen. To get a good seat. Amen. To hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. So on tomorrow night, we'll see you on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Lord, just say the same. Amen. We love you. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. Father God, as we depart from this line, but never from your presence. We pray that you would give us strength. We pray that you will breathe on us, keep us covered, even as we slumber and sleep. As God, as we lay down to go to sleep tonight, we pray that you rebuke the hand of death. Oh God, make death behave. Make death flee in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you would touch us with your finger of love, that we may arrive early in the morning at that appointed time and hour. Oh, God, we pray that you would give us the strength that we need to do what we need to do throughout the day. Bless us on our job. Bless our home. Bless our family. Bless our children. Bless, God. Oh, God, you said whom God has blessed, no man can curse. We are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we thank you. For that, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. All these blessings we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen, people. God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. We thank you for tuning in. We pray that you have enjoyed yourself. We pray that you have enjoyed what your ears have heard and what your heart has felt. Amen. To be continued on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Blessings be unto you. For you, I am praying. Good night.
Goodbye.